is our returning champion, Frank Lespina from Las Vegas, Nevada. Stand by to see Frank play for living room furniture valued at $5,010. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Ford Thunderbird valued at $19,320 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Delighted to have you with us, and delighted to have you with us at home for Sale of the Century. And let us quickly welcome back our champion, Frank Lespina. Hello there, Frank.
Hello, Jim.
Well, Frank, you've done very, very well. You passed on a nice jukebox to play on because you're eyeing this living room furniture, right?
Very much so.
Because you're a newlywed.
Yes, I am.
I thought your wife would like that. You know what I liked? I must say, on the last show, we always talk about the big prizes, the cars and the things like that. But you hit on the fame game, you hit a washer and dryer.
Thrilled to death.
Absolutely. Just what you want. You're setting
up. We had just been out shopping for one just prior to coming to the show.
That's very nice. And you've got yourself already, incidentally, if you pass on one item, $2,628 in cash and prizes you've got already. You need $105 and the win for that over $5,000 living room set. So good luck.
Thank you.
And here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. What's nice when somebody likes one of the prizes that isn't quite as expensive?
Especially a washer and dryer. That's something that most newlyweds need.
Yeah, oh yes. So. Take it for granted, but they can be expensive.
Yes.
Who did you bring us?
This lady has proved that dog is man's best friend. Originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico, give a big hand to Victoria Beck.
Hi, Victoria.
And next, this man travels around the world with famous rock and roll bands. Originally from Skokie, Illinois, give a warm welcome to Walt Burson Jr.
Hi there, Walt.
Hi, Jim.
I see a little end of some bargains. I'm sure you'll have some other good things people would like. Walt, you travel around the world with famous rock and roll bands.
Yes, Jim. I'm a tour manager, which means I get to travel around the world and someone else pays for it.
Oh, but that's a lot of work, though. You've got to...
Yeah, it's a tiring job, but it's
worth it. I would think people want different things and different bands, and you got to go find it someplace, right?
24 hours a day.
All right. Well, nice to have you here with us. Glad
Thank
you could
spend
nice some time.
Here.
Victoria, you proved that dog is man's best friend.
Well, I like to say he's my best friend's best man. He stood as best man at our wedding.
Now, wait. The dog stood as the best man?
The dog did. It really got the house down. I don't think our church will be the same.
No. How did that come to be, Victoria?
Well, it's a special dog. If you knew the dog, you wouldn't be asking this question. He's
Well, you're a wonderful
a
lady, and now let's play You Bet Your Life. I mean, that is a strange... Nice to have you here. $20 starts all three of you off, and the player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion, gets to do some great shopping, and we'll get underway with this question for $5. This one-time wife of Ronald Reagan now stars... Victoria?
Oh, I can't think of her name. Falcon Crest.
Falcon Crest? Yeah, I was going to say that, but you had to say Jane Wyman.
Jane Wyman.
And you lose $5 for not coming up with it. Sorry about that. Down to 15. According to Longfellow's poem, I shot what into the air? Walt.
An arrow.
I fell to earth, I know not where. Arrow it is. $5 in the plus side for Walt. He's in the lead at 25. In literature, how many thieves did Alibaba hang out with? Frank.
12.
No. No. Alibaba hung out with 40 thieves. Alibaba and the 40 thieves. I love that. In literature, hang out. John Travolta for Poet Laureate. No, you lose 5, right? Down to 15. Complete this famous quote attributed to Napoleon. An army marches on its... Right?
Stomach.
That's right. And that reduces wear and tear on the boat. You got your 5 back, going to 20. With what sport do you associate the man who calls himself Supermex Lee Trevino? Frank?
Golf.
Golf it is, and Frank ties Walt for first place at 25. Well, in our last show, Frank picked up a lot of instant bargains, and now he's got the opportunity to again, because when an instant bargain comes up, the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. However, Frank, you are in a tie with Walt. Now, only one of you can have this. So when you hear the low Sale of the Century price, hit your buzzer, and for one of you... Oh, look at this. This looks great.
Frank or Walt, if you travel a lot, take along Amelia Earhart luggage. Fashion and durability combine in this British tweed collection, featuring richly quilted interiors and bumper guard binding. Furnished by Amelia Earhart, this luggage is normally priced at $505. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
And Will wants to buy it. I love it. But I got it. to stand up. That looks so great. My goodness. The temple is down the road and turn left. That's terrific. That's a lovely, lovely luggage. $505 worth of luggage for just $5. Walt, good time to hit that buzzer. We knocked just $5 off your score. You're at 20. I didn't get a chance to even tell you, of course, that sales surprise with a cash bonus could come up. I didn't hear any bells, so it didn't come up that time, but you knew that. Back with this. Name the film in which missionary Rosie Sayre joins drunken skipper Charlie Allnut on a voyage, Frank.
The African Queen.
Down the river in Africa, the African Queen it is. Yeah, Bogey got the Oscar for that, and Frank adds another 5 to 30. In what Massachusetts town was the first Thanksgiving held in 1623?
Walt. Plymouth.
Plymouth is exactly what it is. Yeah. You could see that Walt had that knowledge right on the tip of his tongue, too, couldn't you?
More dramatic that way.
That's right. Well, you got the 5 for that drama. You're up to 25. Name the fictional character who changed his ways after meeting the ghosts of Christmas past, present, Frank.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
That's right. He met the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future. That's right. Incidentally, it's a little-known fact that he also changed the lock on his front door after that, too. Time for the fame game now. Playing for a pick of the fame game board. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I am an actor born in Kansas City, Kansas in 1929. I acted in off-Broadway productions and did Shakespeare before I turned to television. I played Captain Davies in Roots, starred Frank.
Edward Asner.
Yes, with very little information. Nicely done. You must have liked that show, Frank.
Very much.
And Frank, you've got a pick of the board, 9 numbers. You'll get what's behind the one you pick.
Let me try number 6 again.
And behind number 6, we have $5.
After Frank's score, and he goes up to 40, the champion with a $15 lead. He wants that living room furniture. We'll find out if he can get it a little later. We'll be right back. It is our champion, Frank, in the lead at 40, Walt at 25, Victoria at 15. And while everyone was watching that message, I went out and got acquainted with Frank's wife. She's a very nervous young lady out there right now, Frank. Back to business. What kind of food do you add to red wine and soda water to make sangria? Victoria.
Fruit juice.
Any kind of fruit. As long as you said fruit, you've got it. You could have named any of them. You're back up to 20. Yes, indeed. According to the title of the Diana Ross film about Billie Holiday, Frank?
Lady Sings the Blues.
That's what she does, and Frank gets up to 45. Name the planet that's closest to the sun. Walt. Oh, the drama went a little late. Mercury. Mercury is the one that's a little close to the sun. You lose 5, back down to 20. Sorry about that, Walt. In the record industry, what do the letters LP refer? Victoria.
Long playing.
That's what they stand for. And Victoria beats Frank to the buzzer and goes to 25. Yeah. But Frank, Walt beats you to the buzzer with the last instant bargain. Now you've got the lead all to yourself. You have a $20 lead. Lovely wife sitting up there. Ah, think of her. And think of this.
Frank, it's time to add elegance to your home with this beautiful 8-day winding mantle clock made in Switzerland, a classic design featuring Roman numerals from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. This clock is normally priced at $875. Today on sale of the century, cheers for only $9.
Ooh, that is very fancy. Very expensive. Ooh, that is very nice. $875 clock. For just $9, you've got a $20 lead. So if you bought it, you would still have an $11 lead. That's important. That other dollar could be important. That's more than the value of 2 questions. I remember on the last show, you liked it when I said this, so I'll say it again. Give you $200 in cash, over a $1,000 bargain for $9. Going once, going twice. No sale, not this time. Doesn't like the mantle clock. Washer and dryer he liked. The clock he doesn't like. All right. He's hanging on to the $20 lead. The largest city in Maine and the largest city in Oregon. Walt.
Bangor.
Oh, no. The largest city in Maine and the largest city in Oregon share the same name. Portland. Portland, Maine and Portland, Oregon. Quick buzzer cost you, Walt, down to 15. Name the ancient Egyptian king whose treasures created a sensation. Victoria.
Tutankhamun.
That's right. King Tut, King Tutankhamun. You're back to 30 within $15 a franc. It's the smallest and largest state in the Union. Smallest, Frank?
Rhode Island.
No. Quick buzzer. Smallest and largest. Smallest in terms of population. Largest in terms of size. That is Alaska. And Frank takes a backward step with a quick buzzer, losing 5 down to 40. Victoria within $10 of the leader. What tragic event in American history was investigated by the Warren Commission? Victoria.
The assassination of Kennedy.
That's exactly what it is. And Victoria pulls it within $5 of Frank. He traveled from Boston to Concord on his famous midnight ride. Frank?
Paul Revere?
Paul Revere is exactly who it is. And Paul and Frank gets at 5 back to 45. Yes. It's interesting talking about Paul Revere. Of course, not only did he make the midnight ride, but he also led the Boston Tea Party, you might know. But here's one you might not have known. He also made the wooden teeth, wooden false teeth for George Washington. That's not so bad, because if I remember his profession, he could have made them out of pewter. We'll be right back. Well, Victoria made it a little hot for the champion there, but it's still Frank in the lead. He's at 45, Victoria at 35. Walt not out of it at 15, because we got a big $15 money card up on the board now. We're looking for a famous person. I am a Hebrew prophet, the hero of an Old Testament book. Walt, taking a chance.
Elijah.
No, the chance does not pay off. No dollar value. You stay at 15, but out of the rest of the question. Clear the board. Continue for Victoria and Frank. The hero of an Old Testament book by an unknown author. God commanded me to go to Nineveh to warn of its destruction. Instead, I took a ship bound for Tarshish. A great storm arose, and the superstitious sailors accused me of causing it. I was thrown into the sea, where I was swallowed by a giant fish.
Frank. Jonah.
Jonah. Jonah and the whale. Yes, indeed. Frank, you've got that pick of the board again.
Let's try number one.
And behind number one, we have China. Bernadotte Lavaux's sixth-place porcelain dinnerware set. Elegant china enhanced by traditional design, interpreted for today's styles. Furnished by Bernadotte Lavaux.
Mrs. Lespina, you like that? She likes that. That's $480 worth of china and yours to keep again, no matter how you finish in the game. Picked up some good things up there. Back to it now, and Walt, of course, you're back in. It lasted 33 and a half hours, began on Long Island, ended in Paris on May 21st. Frank?
Lindbergh's flight.
1927, Lindbergh's flight is exactly what it is, and Frank, it's the $50 mark. Elmo Lincoln, Ron Ely, and Johnny Weissmuller, Frank?
All played Tarzan.
That's right. That's what they did. They all played Tarzan. As a matter of fact, there were 14 different actors who played Tarzan. I met one of them. He said, me, Tarzan, you, Jim. You got another five, Frank, up to 55. What does a prognosticator do, Frank?
Predicts the future.
That's exactly what it is. And the champion made a big strong move there, going to $60. Frank, you're at $60. Victoria at 35. You're setting up housekeeping. Oh, you might like this.
Frank, if you're a game player, here's your ace in the hole. This beautifully handcrafted 3-in-1 game table. Remove the top for bumper pull, replace the top for poker, or flip the top for dining. Furnished by Abercrombie & Fitch, this great table is normally priced at $1,500. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $14.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that a beauty, Frank? Wow. Do you need this setting up housekeeping?
May I ask a question about it?
Sure.
How many chairs are included with it?
How many chairs come with the table? No chairs come with the table.
No sale.
Hey, you know what, Frank? I don't blame you a darn bit. We'll be right back. Frank Lespina with perfect logic says no chairs, no sale. And Frank's at $60, Victoria at 35, Walt at 15. Literally, this word means true, and it's the last word in the Bible. Victoria.
Omega?
Oh, no, in the Bible, no.
The Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, it means true, that's what it means. You lose five on that, down to 30. Omega? What modern nation was formed by the union of the kingdoms of Castile, Leon, Aragon, Granada, and Navarre? Walt.
Spain.
Spain is what it is. Walt gets back to the $20 mark. Yeah. Sonnets from the Portuguese was the masterpiece of the female poet who married Robert Browning. Frank?
Elizabeth Barrett Browning.
That's what I needed, the Barrett in there. Yes, indeed. And Frank goes to 65. Third and final crack of the fame game, and Walter, Victoria, you might need a big $25 money card that's up there. Looking for a famous place. I am an island situated about 10 miles from northeastern Canada. Eric the Red brought settlers to me in 985 A.D. The Vikings gave me a name that does not fit. Victoria.
Greenland?
Greenland is right. Yeah, it's full of ice. That's why it didn't fit. And Victoria, you have the pick of the board.
Number five.
And behind number five, we have an answering machine. An integrated telephone system with built-in answering machine, remote control unit, automatic dialing, tone pulse settings, and speakerphone. From Green and Roberts.
Very nice prize. But not the big money cards. Where were they?
Behind the number 2, the number 9, and the number 4.
Number 4 had that big $25 money card. But there's still time to catch the champion because we have a lot of questions as we finish up the game with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Frank is in the lead at 65, Victoria at 30, Walt at 20. Good luck as we start the speed round. Now, in what city was a coin minted that has a D on it? Right.
Denver.
Right. According to legend, at whom did the first Peeping Tom peek? Victoria.
Lady Godiva.
Right. What's a bachelor's button? Victoria.
Flower.
Right. How many stripes make up the U.S. flag? Victoria.
13.
Right. What animal builds lodges and dams? Victoria.
A beaver.
Right. How many sides are there on a hexagon? Right.
6.
Right. What creature is the only mammal that can fly? Right.
Flying squirrel.
Wrong. In the world, there are supposed to be how many deadly sins? Victoria.
7.
Right. The Erie Canal is located in what eastern? Victoria. Time. In which country could you kiss the Blarney Stone? Right.
Ireland.
Right. Name the prime minister who orchestrated England's defense during World War. Victoria.
Winston Churchill.
Right. Michelangelo spent 4 years painting the ceiling. Victoria.
Sistine Chapel.
Right. What country was once ruled by Benito Mussolini? Right.
Italy.
Right. Name the ultra-conservative society founded by Robert Welch. Walt.
John Birch.
Right. Time is up and Frank has done it again. He is the champion once again. Congratulations. Back to the champion in just a moment. First of all, the Erie Canal is, of course, located in New York State, New York. And the only mammal that can truly fly is the bat. It is only the bat that can do that. Got to say goodbye to Walt and Victoria. And I am delighted that neither of you are going home empty-handed. Walt, you've got the luggage and with the cash in front of you, $530 in cash and prizes. Thank you. Victoria, you've got the answering machine. And with the cash in front of you, you are over $350. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
But Frank Lispina is going shopping with me once again. Come on, Frank. You won it by $20. Congratulations. Fine champion. Now we add that money to your previous total. You are up now to $150. Now remember that your prize is determined not only by the win, but also the amount of money that you have. You didn't quite get enough for the next level of prize, the furniture, but you do easily have enough money to afford this.
If nostalgia isn't what it used to be, try this sensational jukebox. Combines the stereo sound of today with a nostalgic design of yesterday. 100 selection phonograph with a look-in window to watch the record spin. Furnished by Circle International. This jukebox, normally priced at $3,495, yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Just $85. Now, I know you liked this before, and you passed on it to try for the furniture. I love that. Nostalgia is not what it used to be. But you can still easily afford that. But however, now, I've got to tempt you a little bit. You now have $150 in your bank account. If you came back and won again, you are just $25 away, but you've got to win. $25 away from this.
Add a little life to your living room with a beautiful three-piece grouping. The accent is on contemporary living with this sofa and matching love seat in luxurious leather with an elegant table of chrome and marble from Finlandia. This living room grouping, normally priced at $5,010, yours on sale of the century for only $175.
Just $175. You've got $150. But the trick is you have to win again. That's it. I know you like the jukebox. I know you like this. You know if you continue to win, $110 away, just $260 is all you'd need. And you and your wife, what's your name?
Nina.
Nina might enjoy this.
Conjure up some home entertainment with this 45-inch rear projection color television. Gives you big screen TV viewing enjoyment in a one-piece cabinet. Plus, some of today's most advanced features in this convertible video cassette recorder furnished by Green and Roberts. Plus, a totally integrated audio system featuring computer memory and timer functions. Plus, remote terminal for listening anywhere in your home, furnished by Beverly Stereo. And this package, normally priced at $6,774, yours for only $260 on sale of the century.
You would look so good on that television set. There you are. You would look wonderful. But, of course, that's $110 away. Frank, you've got $150. And remember, get up to $750. You won't have to make any decision. We'll give you everything. Plus this.
The cash jackpot at $61,000.
Jackpot has started at $50,000, up to $61,000, continuing to grow. So, Frank, you can take the jukebox and leave. The living room very close. The TV and the VCR and stereo also within reach. You think about your decision, and we'll get it right after this. Champion Frank Lispina, tough decision. I know you like that jukebox. You can say yes and take that with everything else you've picked up. Or the next thing up the line you like a lot, the living room set. You're just $25 away from it. So literally all you'd have to do is win. What's the decision going to be?
Jim, I couldn't help but notice my wife Nina wistfully eyeing the living room set. I'm going to take a try at
it. Going to come back and try to win it one more time for the living room set. $1,000 in the cash jackpot. We'll put French money in the bank. Give me two new challenges next time on Saturday Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. Good luck.
I'm out of here. Thank you very much.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.